You're listening to Currently Off Air.
Around the world.
Partout dans le monde.
En todo el mundo.
Around the world.
Überall auf der Welt.
En todo el mundo.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Currently Off Air, and we're doing another Around the World show where we're trying to play a piece of music from every country in the world over the course of a dozen or so shows.
And first up we're heading to Switzerland, and this is Mama Rosen from Geneva in Switzerland, and Sorry to Mond. Right, that was Mama Rosen with Sorry to Mond from their John Spencer produced album from last year, Bye Bye Bayou. Normally they produce the kind of this kind of Zydeco fusion sound. That one rocks out slightly more than normal perhaps, and it was recorded in New York with John Spencer over a few days. They're based in Geneva, Mama Rosen, and when they're not recording music, they live on a communal farm where, in between albums, they grow their own food and brew their own liquor, apparently. Switzerland, well, what do you say about Switzerland? I know in the Third Man, there's that great line where they say...
In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder and bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love.
Brotherly love.
And they had 500 years of democracy, peace. And peace. And what did that produce?
What did they produce?
The cuckoo clock. So long, Holly.
Well, the interesting train spotting fact is that it has the densest rail network in Europe. Apparently over 350 million passengers use it annually. I could go on with more train spotting facts, but probably best we play another track instead.
So we're heading over to the Netherlands, and we're going to listen to a bit of Amsterdam-based artist Solex, who is the solo performing name of Elizabeth Esselink, and this is a track from Solex's first LP, One Louder Solex.
Is currently off air.
Was Solex representing the Netherlands, and that was from her 1998 debut album on Matador Records, Solex versus the Hitmeister, and every track on there had Solex in the title and was cobbled together using samples from albums that she had been unable to sell in her record shop. The samples were then assembled in an antique 8-track recorder and her vocals were added to that, and she's a practicing artist in Amsterdam, and you can find out more about her at solex.net. She's from Holland, but she's also from the Netherlands. There's lots of confusion about that. Holland is a territory in the Kingdom of the Netherlands, which also has territories in the Caribbean, probably colonial conquests from the past, including Yoruba, Curaçao, Sint Maarten, and the Netherlands. But we commonly refer to that country just as the Netherlands.
I get confused. I thought they're interchangeable. You can call them Holland or the Netherlands.
Yeah, so I think you can, but Holland is just a small part of the Netherlands. So that's that's the country we're representing there.
It's good to clarify these things, isn't it?
So if you'd like, you can get a direct train from Amsterdam to the next country, the city of Prague in the Czech Republic. And this is a track by Ecstasy of Saint Teresa.
Thank you.
So that was Trance Between the Stars by Ecstasy of St. Teresa from a 1993 EP, Fluid Transcentura. And they started off, as you could hear there, as a shoegaze influenced band in the early 90s, before developing a more electronic sound and ambient sound in the mid 90s. And they still put out music occasionally as a collaboration between the one surviving original member, Jan Mukau, and a new singer, Katarina Winterova, who is a Czech actress and permanent member of the National Theatre in Prague. And she sung lead vocals on Brighton Band's British Sea Power's 2004 single A Lovely Day Tomorrow, including a B-side where she translated the lyrics into Czech, and it became Zítra Budí Krásný Den.
Right, we're off to the southeastern part of Africa now, to Mozambique, a country which is bordered by the Indian Ocean to the east, Tanzania to the north, Malawi and Zambia to the northwest, Zimbabwe to the west, and Swaziland and South Africa to the southeast. Just a bit of background about Mozambique. I mean, closely links, unfortunately, to intense civil wars during the 1970s and early 80s, links with kind of superpower proxy civil wars, if you like, I suppose, particularly related to the civil war in Rhodesia and South Africa. And the first president post-Civil War who established a one-party state based on Marxist principles was Samora Machel, who mysteriously died in October 1986 when his plane was shot down, and his widow, quite rightly, you know, senses there might not have been an accident. His widow was Graca Machel, who went on to marry Nelson Mandela, in so doing became the first lady of two different countries, Mozambique and South Africa. And we picked a track by the Mozambican group Iapuru, and the track is Samu Kela. That's translated as Nostalgic Man.
Mwana ma Afrika Samukela
mwana mafrika samukela wa mano musambiki samukela wa jari afrika samukela samukela wa mwana mafrika samukela wa mano musambiki samukela wa jari afrika samukela. Samukela, mwana, samukela. Samukela, mwana, samukela, hey, Afriko yo. Samukela, mwana, samukela. Samukela, mpela, okumela, mwela. Kiveti mote ni mpiela Avinu na sereveja na mpalela Samukela Samukelo mpela okumela mwela Indi ya kiveti mote ni mpiela Avinu na sereveja na mpalela Samukela. Samukela, mwana, samukela, hey, Afriko yo. Samukela, mwana, samukela. Samukela, mwana, samukela, hey, Afriko yo. Samukela, mwana, samukela. Wele kafrike no hogolela Ugatu yonzulu kubo humalela Samukela Samukelo rawa unrawu kwela Ukuwele kafrike no hogolela Amama na baba andro unkela Samukela. Samukela, hey, Afriko yo. Samukela, mwana. Samukela. Samukela, mwana. Samukela, hey, Afriko yo. Samukela, mwana. Samukela.
Samukela.
Mozambique's A Peru with Samukela from 1990's Mama Masumbiki album, which was their most successful release apparently and came out on the Real World label in this country. Okay then, we're leaving Mozambique and we're heading northwards to the Democratic Republic of Congo, and we're going to be entertained right now by the Staff Bendabili and Moto Moindo.
Moto moindo la muka telema peotalai utaboko kona yo yozali se kolala la muka na no yotala ndenge moyi ebimiye tala liboso na yo ebale tondimbisi balola miso na nsima zamba etondi banyama na bandeke mabele oyo yo telemi etondi diama na wolu moto moindo Bila yo
solo cola mana ya ndeke
moto moindo
amuka tele mapoyo nima
afika
wede kubida
europa
venga kufesa
afika
wede kubida
europa
venga kufesa
afika
wede kubida
europa
venga kufesa
mali senegale
europa
venga kufesa erese
Right, that was Staff Bandabili with Moto Moindo, which is the first track on their Tre Tre Fort album, which was a real success for them. I mean, they started really as street musicians in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and they used to live around the grounds of the zoo there. It's all captured in the excellent documentary film called Bandabili, which is well worth seeing. The four of them were paraplegic, would get around on customised tricycles they made themselves. And that track we just heard has the sound of a one-string lute designed by the younger member of the band, an 18-year-old, kind of electrified lute with a tin can, which makes a very intriguing sound. The Democratic Republic of Congo is absolutely massive and has a combined area which would include Spain, France, Germany, Sweden and Norway. And if you look on a map, it occupies a large chunk of Africa there in the middle. Yeah, and obviously, you know, again, it's extreme poverty, unfortunately, in the country. In 2009, it was estimated that people in the Congo might be dying at the rate of an estimated 45,000 a month. Reports indicated that almost half the individuals who died were children under the age of five. And this success story of Staff Bandabili is quite something to read and watch about. And unfortunately, it seems they may have split up. I mean, we're not sure at the moment. They certainly cancelled the tour and the different factions in the band, but the management says, no, they're not. They're still together again, so watch this space. Because they had another record out last year, evidently as good as the first one.
So we're going to leave the Democratic Republic of Congo, heading east across the border into Uganda, where we will find this gentleman.
Yes, this is Jeffrey Oriema, and the track is Makambo.
Do I? kile munu badukua kutua kutua unu wendiloinu
Ona makambwe songi songi bandiko e likambo na motema e ngai na motema unu para kile bachuli lo lutua ona makambwe
Jeffrey Oriema with Makambo from his Real World album Exile, and contribution from Brian Eno there in the background. You probably hear some subtle electronics and vocals. Jeffrey Oriema, born 1953, was actually smuggled out of Uganda at the age of 24 at the height of Idi Amin's power. His dad actually was murdered by the Idi Amin regime, and that's when Jeffrey Oriema began his life in exile. Uganda today is still one of the poorest nations in the world, with 37.7% of the population living on less than a dollar a day. And the people in rural areas of Uganda depend on farming, but poverty remains deep-rooted in the country's rural areas there. There was an election in February 2011 when President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni was re-elected after a 24-year reign with 68% of the votes. This was rather disputed by many people, including many electoral observers. Very controversial president, because in 2009 he considered the anti-homosexuality bill, which raised uproar around the world. This would have criminalised homosexuality and introduced the death penalty for people who had previous convictions or indeed who were HIV positive. Anonymous, the rather good anonymous hacktivist group, hacked into the Ugandan government's website to protest against the homophobic bill.
So you're listening to Currently Off Air, and this is part of the Around the World shows, where we're trying to play a song from each country around the world. And let's head out from a rather troubled Central Africa to West Africa, 3,000 miles away, to Senegal, back in time with Mori Tiam and a track from him called Ayo Ayo Neni, Blessing for the Newborn Baby.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that was More Tiam Ayo Nene Blessing for the Newborn Baby, and that was from his 1973 album Drums of Fire, which featured Lester Bowie on trumpet, a guy who we featured on the Fela Kuti track in the last show. It's maybe a gentleman like Brian Eno who's going to turn up throughout this trawl through Songs of All Nations. More Tiam was born in Dakar, Senegal. His surname, Tiam, means historian in his native tongue, and he comes from a family whose members use drums to tell the story of Senegal's Wolof people. He's a drummer, cultural historian, entertainment consultant, and is the father of R&B singer Ulyani Damale Badari Akon Tiam, otherwise known as Akon. More Tiam currently lives in Orlando, Florida, and performs regularly at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park at the Walt Disney World Resort, Mickey Mouse being a particularly big fan of spiritual jazz. That's not made up. And that track was one of many fantastic tracks reissued on Spiritual Jazz, a compilation of esoteric, modal and deep jazz from the underground 1968 to 1977. And with a title like that, how could you deny it? So that was the song for Senegal. Let's head across the border to the Wassoulou region, which is an historic region in southwest Mali and northeastern Guinea, and catch up with Nahawa Dumbie, and this is Fatan, the new Sector Movement remix. That was Nahawa Dumbie with Fatten, the New Sector Movement remix. Nahawa Dumbie grew up in the Wasula region of Mali, and that region is famous for generating some of the best singers in Mali, including Umu Sangere and Fatoumata Diawara. And Mali's one of those countries where there's literally hundreds of great singers and artists that come out. Can you think of any more?
Ali Fakatori, obviously, from the south. I mean, he's one of the early people to be discovered there, wasn't he? And Tinariwen in the north, you know, in the Tuareg region. I mean, they've had a lot of success too. So yeah, full of great music in a troubled country, unfortunately.
Yeah, and had troubled times there. And Nahawa Dumbie's music concerns lyrics about love, the position of women in Malian society, and the plight of African refugees in France. And maybe with what's going on there at the moment, she's got other things to consider at the moment. She uses traditional instruments, the bali, the kamele, ngoni, and the djembe, along with bass and acoustic guitar backup played by her husband, guitarist Nguu Bagayoko. And that particular track was a collaboration with Ian Grant, aka IG Culture, a West London pioneer of the broken beat movement of the sort of early 2000s, and he runs the very influential Co-op Club Nights in London. Right, we're going to head 5,000 miles east, but retain a Western remix theme, and this is a stalwart of chilled out World Beat Club remixes. This is Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, remixed by Massive Attack, and Musti Musti.
Must.
That was Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan with Mr. Musti from what is described as a Qawwali fusion album, the world's first Qawwali fusion album, which is a collaboration between himself and Canadian guitarist and producer Michael Brook. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, a world-renowned musician, was primarily a singer of Qawwali devotional music of the Sufis, which extended a 600-year tradition in his family of being a Qawwali singer. And after 125 albums and a worldwide touring career performing in over 40 countries, numerous collaborations with Western artists, he died in London en route to Los Angeles for a kidney transplant in 1997, aged just 48. And you saw him, didn't you, Nick, somewhere?
I did, yeah. It was the South Hill Park Arts Centre in Berkshire. It was a WOMED festival. Yeah, it was. He was doing the devotional routine. I don't think, did he ever do any of these fusion things? I don't know. I prefer actually the
I know he used to sit down.
He did sit down, yeah,
on a rug.
He'd be very animated, and quite rightly so.
And extraordinary stamina, and was famous for doing very long sets.
Yeah.
And Musti Musti was the first song in Urdu to reach the British charts in about 1990 with that Massive Attack remix. We're going to head to Lebanon now, to Beirut, with the legendary singer Fairuz. And this is her song, Heybaktak Besayif, translation, I Loved You in the Summer.
Thank you.
That was Habaytaif Basayif by Farouz, translation I Loved You in the Summer. Farouz was born in 1935, and in the early 1950s she became a chorus singer at a radio station in Beirut, changed her name to the Arabic word for turquoise, Farouz, and there she met the Rabbani brothers, Assi and Mansour Rabbani, who also worked at the radio station as musicians. The Rabbani brothers are famous Lebanese composers, musicians, songwriters, authors, playwrights, dramatists, philosophers and poets, and in their spare time they also play Yahtzee to semi-pro level. They began to compose songs for Farouz in the 50s and created hits throughout the Arab world, and she now is still an absolute legend in that region. Assi Rabbani and Farouz were married in 1955, and that was one of the Rabbani brothers' compositions. So you've been listening to Around the World. This is currently off air, and we're trying to play a track from every country in the world over the course of a dozen or so shows. And we're going to be putting some video up on the website. So if you go to currentlyoffair.com, we'll put a bit of video from each track that we find. Listen again, downloads and all that kind of stuff, currentlyoffair.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks very much.